Lake Motel 6.
We had to turn the light on. Good evening, this is N5AOW and Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Did a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. Net preamble is on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from North Utica tonight. Good evening, and it apparently appears that I am the only one in the queue.
Good evening, Kevin. Always welcome to have you check in with us. How's things down your way?
Well, I can't complain. This is KD2FPM here in North Utica tonight. Had a pretty good day down here, partly sunny skies. Had highs probably, I'm going to say, just about the mid-80s. And the humidity did pick up as I kind of anticipated it would. Looks like tomorrow afternoon, I should say more like late afternoon into the evening, we may see a strong line of storms that may pass through our region, so do keep an eye to the sky for that. And as you know from last night's conversation, I am the weather guy this weekend on the Adirondack Praise Network, so you can pick me up at 88.1 FM, 90.9 FM, and if you're down here in the Mohawk Valley, 106.5 FM. And if you're in the vicinity of the TV transmitter, you can pick me up on channel 40.1, I believe, and 40.4, definitely. So that's kind of cool to, you know, be able to have access that way. Also, if you're out of the area and are a little too far out, you can go to adkpraise.com, and then you might be able to hear me there. On that note, I'll back out, 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Thank you for the report. And those are good frequencies in general for folks around the area. They can listen in and pick up the information necessary for the weather. Sounds good. All right. Well, I got a blank spot here. Okay. Back with you. We just got off the lake a little bit ago and just in time for the net. So, you have a good evening, 73, and we'll probably touch base with you on another evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening.
KPR, good evening.
Good evening.
2PFM, George. And I had another call in there. I had background noise and lost the call signs on it. Can you repeat that for me again?
Yeah, by the dredge. Enter KPR.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got two, N2 PFM. I believe it was N2 KBR. N2 PFM. George, what's going on?
Okay, anyone have anything else on the net? There was a third one in there that wasn't destroying it. Both times KPR came over them, so I do want you to know there was another station in there. I want to stand up from there was another station there. Okay, we got a temperature here of 72 degrees after a temperature range of 66 to 82. And this afternoon, when it was around 80, 82, it was very humid, sitting there at church from 4 to 5 o'clock. Bishop LaValle came and he gave a very good sermon tonight, so everything was very well, nice and proper there, and worked out very well. Still having some of that. Having some of that tiger hair, filling in stuff, and getting a lot of rust off the old 98 white Grand Caravan. And it's looking a heck of a lot better right now. Still a few things, something's got to be done before I can do the undercoat underneath, but it's coming along, it's looking a heck of a lot better. You wouldn't know it was the same van anymore. And then I hope, yes, and after this thing is done, then I got to start on my 66 Bel Air, the car I took the road test on when it was brand new, and that thing I'm going to... And that's the other running. It's going to look like an SP unmarked car. So that's the situation there. We'll say God bless in 73s. I don't have the Chevy done this spring or this fall or that. I know that. But that will say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Oh, Roger, George. Tell you what, you got a lot of heart. Boy, you've been sticking with that van for a long time. Through thick and thin, and sounds like you got it pretty well resurrected again. I hope it sticks with you. You know, you got to have a break with it. You know, somewhere along the line, it's got to return, give you some help the other way. Good transportation and good mileage. All right. Thank you. You have a good evening, 73. Have a good weekend. And I believe that I got the call correct, but I'm not quite sure. I got N2 KBR. And how was your evening and your day?
Okay, it's November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo. That evening went along quite well. And the day did too so far. I stayed inside, stayed cool, and that's the way I planned on. But, outside of that, you know, there was nothing else I could do today. My friends didn't do any haying today because of the weather last night. The stuff they cut got too wet, so they couldn't bring it in. And it was too wet to cut any other, so they said they'd hold off until the sunny weather came back. So what happened? It was sunny most of the afternoon. And the skies look, lightly clouded over, but not bad. Well, I guess it's going to be really hot and humid tomorrow, so I'm just going to stay inside and stay cool. Back to you, and to KPI.
All right, very good. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've had some humidity that's been astronomical, and I know we had a lot of rain, heavy rain last night here, and I wasn't aware of it, slept through it. Usually it wakes me up, but yeah, we've not had a heck of a lot of sunshine to make this a fine summer this year. It's been decent at times, but well, I'll tell you what, we've certainly had our share of rain, and I'd trade that any day for a lot of sunshine. All right, you have a good evening. You take care. Have a good weekend. We got a couple of days here, which I don't know, the weather has been kind of iffy, and they've been talking about rain, but I think the pattern has changed a little bit. and we should have maybe a decent day tomorrow and even into Monday. And unfortunately, Tuesday, I think we're going to get our normal rain. Looking for additional check-in.
WA2U. KA2U, good.
KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale through the Echolink system. Good evening.
Hey. Well, we've got WA2U, KA2ZNZ, and we've got Bill from Warrendale. More than likely, he's checking in on Echolink. I'm going to skip you guys and get connected with Bill here. Bill, what's going on in Warrendale?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB. Thanks for letting me ahead of those young men there that are, better than me. Anyhow, nevertheless, hey, it's hot. Well, it was hot. Temperature is 83 degrees. Humidity now is 69%. Not able to determine what the dew point is because none of the weather stations that I've been looking at have posted that. But with that in mind, we did cut our grass here at 8 o'clock, after 8 o'clock, and we're in the air conditioning room now. It's on max. Tomorrow will be worse day than today. And I don't want to hold the repeater. Thank you for allowing me to jump ahead of those two kind gentlemen there. And I want to tip my hat to the New York boys. And KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, Bill, you have a fine evening, and you and your family both. And a fine weekend. We get a little bit more, and maybe we can catch some good weather. Hopefully, the weather gods will stick with us and give us a little bit more sunshine. So, 73, and take care. Okay, we've got WA2U and KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing? And John, how you doing? And we'll start with WA2U. John, what's going on?
Okay, I left a little bit of a pause. WA2U, well, I'm on high power, 50 watts, so that should get me to the repeater. But anyways, good evening to everyone on frequency, those out there listening. Not a lot to report. I guess the big topic is staying cool. I stayed inside, I popped out a few times today. And Kathy piled up the rest of the split wood that was out by the splitter, and so I guess that means when we get a little bit break in temperature, I'll go up and fire up the chainsaw and rip through the last six logs. But I know we got cooler temperatures, so there's no sense doing it when it's like a jungle out there, especially when you suit up, put a helmet on, and all that stuff. It gets a lot warmer quicker. So. But we're just listening to some music here this evening, and see what happens tomorrow. But I guess the garden likes this weather with the temperature and the humidity. Our garden's doing very, very well this year, so no complaints there. I almost had Kathy wanted me to get the hose out the other night for the garden, and we got more rain. I go, I lucked out once again. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. I'll say good evening to the several multitude and those out there listening. Hope everyone has a great weekend. I know a lot of stuff coming up in Boonville, United County Fair, and then Woodsman Field Day, the third week in August, and then there's a Ham Fest next Saturday down on, where is that now, Deerfield Hill, Deerfield Fire Department. WA2U, back to net, 7-3 to all.
John, very good report. I'll tell you what, if ever I need wood, I know where to go to. You and Kathy work your hearts out cutting that wood. I got it. You gotta have a mountainside copy of cut up wood. I know you need it for the winter, but boy, I'll tell you what. I hope we don't have the kind of winters we've had in the last couple of them. They've been a little bit exceedingly more cold, I think, than what they need to be. And maybe if we get the snow, might help things a little bit better. So, and the music part of it, tell you what, I know where to go for CDs. You guys have been logging those things and doing whatever for weeks. You gotta have a composite pile of, I'll tell you what, you gotta have the market, the stock market controlled on that one. So with that, we'll pass it on to Jack, KA2ZNZ. 73 to you, John. You and Cassie both have a good evening. Jack, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad down here. A little warmer than I like. We have 89 for a high. I think we're still in the high 70s. We have high 70s. Some fair weather in there late tomorrow afternoon, probably into the evening. How far is Northville going back, I'm not sure. But they're talking about hail, potential of the tornado, and, you know, thunderstorms, so on and so forth. Well, there's nothing that we haven't experienced before, I'm sure. So, 73 hour, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, yeah, I know, we're, weather's been kind of an iffy pattern, and we've had problems, you know, with it. The weather report says one thing, and we get a little bit different result, and I think it all depends on which way the wind's blowing, and hasn't really been blowing in our favor, but hopefully, maybe we can, between the end of this month and all through next month, which we certainly deserve, have some astounding weather. So, with that thought in mind, I'll bid you 73, and I'll check in with you later on. You have a good evening. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
K2DHR.
Okay, can you repeat that call a little slower for me again?
K2DHR on Echolink from Crusoe, North Carolina.
Okay, I didn't get the first part, but I certainly got the last. KHR. Okay. Fine. You're getting into our repeater fairly decent this evening. How's everything going down your way?
Yeah, that's K2DHR. K2DHR. Jerry O'Brien down in Crusoe, North Carolina. Yeah, we got some a real storm. A lot of rain came through, but it does that here in the mountains. We're over in the Smoky Mountains, and I just wanted to check in to the net and see if my brother was on. That'd be KC2NBU.
Is that KA2NBU or KC2NBU we're looking for?
That's a KPI with a comment.
Roger, pick it up.
Yes, for WA2U, he can pass it to his wife. John, Kathy asked me last night about the hay, and I told her it was the first cutting. The farmers haven't had enough drying time to be able to cut and get the hay in, so right now they're in deep doo-doo, and the hay is getting really, really tall, so when they do get it in, there's going to be a lot of hay all at once. But right now, we don't get a lot of any more than 1 to 2 days of drying time, they're not going to get it in at all, from what I can see, except what they chop for the silo. And to KPI.
John, WA2U, pick it up. Okay. Are there any other stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW. Well, my day started working on the boat lift. I had a little problem getting the boat off the lift last evening. It literally powered off. Well, anyway, get working on that, switch them around a little bit, and raise it up, only to find that there was a problem with one of the pulleys on it. And the cable got jammed into the pulley, and something I need to do some repair on, so worked on that for the most part of the afternoon, and finally got to the point where I picked up tools, and I said, well, the rest of it is going to have to be taken care of the early part of the week, so in the meantime, it's unusable. Other than that, not a whole lot to report. Got on the lake a little bit, took a nice tour around the lake, and visited a friend out on the island, and got back to home, had dinner, and here we are now, so that was the sum total of the day. Had a good day overall. We had some clouds, looked like it was going to rain any minute or dump on us heavily. Didn't happen. And the sun came out, made it look good again. So, I know we all like it when the sun comes out. So, that's what I'm hoping for tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a lucky day and have a good day overall until evening. I know they're talking about thunder showers probably late afternoon or early evening, so that could be pretty much the end of it, I hope, for today. So with that, I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? None. I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We have K2DHR, KA3PFB Bill, KA2ZNZ Jack, WA2U John, N2PFM George, and KD2FPM Kevin James. You all have a fine evening. 73. Have a good weekend. This is N5AOW Clear.
KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Stay safe with those storms that will probably be coming through late afternoon, early evening, into the late evening tomorrow. So I will hopefully see you on the 9 o'clock net tomorrow night. KD2FPM, 73 and clear. Thank you.
K2000Z for the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Good evening, Jack and 5 AOW.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, all. Okay. Very good. N5 AOW. Hello again, Bob. And N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Now, let's see, I do hold traffic yet for the KD2AIT. Thought maybe he might be up to camp on the radio tonight. Maybe he's out enjoying the weather and the bugs. Anyway, KD2AIT for Acton, any other stations, where will that set? Okay, thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated, folks. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. And to KPR, if you happen to be listening, really good signal coming in. Well, I picked it up on 00, but you know, you probably went on the 533. Good signal. Okay, 7312, KA2000.